Also, if you please turn to the first base sheet in the white prayer book. And so we'll chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times, then the four measurables in English, and then in Tibetan. Taya ta om ne mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om ne mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om ne mune maha munaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Mantra eight times, and then Green Tower's mantra seven times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Wonderful. Good morning. Probably start with the meditations. Okay. So to in order to experience calm mind, peaceful mind. So that's why we meditate, okay? So meditation, concentration, concentration, meditation, so something she so. So what we'll do, we'll focus on our breath. Our breath, breath in and out, will count. So typically you count 21. I think this is good to learn. You know, this is very simple meditations. I think a lot of people does some form of, you know, this breathing meditations. But sake of knowledge, so I think, you know, so you come here, you drove here, it's not late morning, it's quite early morning, it's 9 o'clock, so I thought you already got here 8:30, something like that. So I myself like to sleep. Really, that's true. So in especially the cold weather, yeah, I don't want to get up from my bed. So anyway, like sacrificing your sleep, you know, and that's only 2 days out of one week, you get 2 days off. So then you sacrifice that you come here. So then, so that clearly shows that, you know, you have some interest. So, so this is like totally sake of knowledge, okay, sake of knowledge. So concentration, meditation, the purpose of concentration, meditations, whatever you use, if you use your own breath, you use some kind of color, image, object, whatever you use, you know, sound, smell, the taste, your feeling, you know. So now it's important to understand the purpose of, you know, like counting your breath is like the purpose of in like Tibetan like called jogom, that means like concentration meditations, that we try to concentrate on something, you know? The purpose of that meditation is to have calm mind, okay, calm mind, peaceful mind. That's how it's been done long time ago. That's what they do. Then that's how they make their mind calm and peaceful. So they, you know, concentrate. They concentrate. So someday chi shi, that's what I say. Someday is like concentration. Chi shi means the concentration makes your mind calm and peaceful. So for that reason, that's the only reasons. For that reasons, so we concentrate, okay? So then we will enjoy, you know, calm mind, peaceful minds during the meditation. So in this case, we will use our own breath. So you exhale, or inhale one. So most of you already know, but knowing is not enough, but we have to do. So in order to experience calm mind, exhale from the mouth, inhale one. At the beginning, you know, it's okay, you know, to do it like with a little force, but eventually it has to be very normal, because it says that we breathe in and out 21,000 times a day, the breath going in and out, but we don't count. So now, you know, when we concentrate like out, in, if you're having difficulties, so you can just make word in your mind, out, in, one, that's one. Out, in, that's two. Each time when you inhale, you count. So we do that, okay? See, maybe. Typically, they count 21 times. So see how long we can count. If you can count 21 times without mistake, so that means pretty good. That means you are, as the, that means, now the joke, but that means like you are, generally speaking, we all are capable, you know, to become enlightened. So, like, it's not just capable, but that you show abilities, that you can keep your mind inside. You can keep mind inside. So then second step is how long. Then third is how clear the image that I'm visualizing. Is it fuzzy or clear? Then that comes later. You know, first, just to keep your mind on the, let's say, for example, book. This is the book. This is my object. So then you show us like, you show us like, it's like same as counting without mistake, counting 21 times your breath without mistake. It's the same as keeping your mind on this book. Then you show us your, you show us the ability to do that. So then the second step is how long your mind is here, how long. It's like 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds. So then after that, how clear do you see, you know, you see these books, maybe details. So then this comes later, okay, later. So first, to keep your mind inside, non-jogba, inside. So then maintain, you know, like, how long? Then, you know, there's like, you, there's like the, this elephant, the monks, the monkey, the rabbit, the painting outside, that's what it's for, you know, this like, the house is for meditator, hermit. That house is for hermit. The person is like no meditators. So then, there's all these paintings about this meditation. So yeah. So now we'll start. Exhale, inhale. That's one. If you're having difficulty, you can say out, in. So then, let's see how. 21, that's no typical 21. So then after that, if you can count more than 21, then very good. Are we able to count? Do you think this will bring your, this will bring calm mind, peace mind? Yeah. It's okay when you start, you know, right from the beginning, probably we are not going to be successful. But you know, if you like say, oh, maybe I'm not sure, it's like 3 or 4 or 5, we can start again, we can start again. No, it's not like, oh, you have failed. No, it's not like that. We can start again. No? So, it's very simple, it's very simple. I think we must do. If we're really looking for calm mind, peace mind, we must practice. Just knowing this meditation is not good enough, we must practice, no? So we can sit down, take a break, you know, say, well, I'm going to count 21 times, you know. Meditations, comfortable cushions. No, cushion has to be a little bit like this. That's called concentration cushions, back a little bit like this. Comfortable cushions, comfortable body, comfortable mind. You can meditate. We can meditate. If you are all upset, we can meditate. Our mind has to be, you know, positive, or means like, in like, good mood. Yeah, it's important. So, then with that, meditation doesn't have to be complicated, you know. Oh, is it very simple? I don't think it's going to get a lot of benefit because it sounds very simple. Yeah, so we have to do simple, you know, but it's a lot of benefit. So, then you sit down, you know, peacefully. Then you just focus your breath, you know. So make sure that we count 21. First, count without mistake, count 21. If you are not sure, like, you know, maybe you hear some sound, maybe some people are opening a door, all of a sudden your phone rings, you are not sure, but we can start again. Nothing wrong, no, we can start again. 21 times, okay. So then maybe slowly, slowly, 30, 40, 50, no, slowly, slowly. So then, you know, it's like, it's not just sitting down doing nothing. But it's just sitting down doing something very important. So concentration. So while you concentrate, something chishi. That's all you have to say. Second knowledge. Because it makes your mind calm. That's all. No, something chishi. So anybody who's looking, or maybe, you know, how to make their mind calm, peaceful, so those people should concentrate. That's all they do. No? That's what they should do. That's what, you know, should do. Maybe one more time. One more time. And also doing meditation as a group. Because, you know, because it's like, how you say, any form, not just meditation, any form of practice, if you do as a group, it kind of, you know, makes it more powerful. Because of the collective consciousness, you can say, or maybe collective energies, you can say, you know, different understanding of Dharma, different, as a, yeah, different consciousness, different way of thinking, different karma. That's why it makes more powerful the group when you do any form of practice as a group. Why it's become so powerful? That's why, you know, because there are so many different energies, you know, so they come together. So, example they use is like broom. One piece of broom, how much you can, I say, clean, sweep. If you put all broom together, so it's going to be powerful. We can clean a lot. So that's like doing a practice a group. So that's how it, you know, that's example they use. 650 years ago, that's example they use in the book called Lamrim. yeah, maybe one more time, okay? probably the begin with 9 round breathing meditation. Begin with 9 round breathing meditation. First 9 round. 9 round breathing meditation. We'll begin with 9 round breathing meditation, okay? So that I kind of forgot. Any form of meditation we do, so we should begin with 9 round breathing meditation. So you know, first you know, use your left hand, block your left nostril. So this is good. This meditation is like getting rid of negative energy. Okay, getting rid of negative energy. So, oh yeah. So that's how this technique they use to get rid of negative energies that out of the systems means out of the channels. So first you use your left hand. Long slow from inhale. Then it's very easy. It's not that difficult. Do it again. We'll do it again. The left hand, block your left nostril, long, slow. Then again. Then again. That's first round. First round, that's three. First round three. Begin with inhale, end with exhale. Inhale, then the same inhale, you count one, then two, then three, then end. So then now right hand. So the same here. Inhale long, slow. Then again. There's second round. There's six. It's called nine round breathing meditations. Each round there's three breathing. First round, that's now we just finished. Second round. Now third round is like from nostril, not from the mouth, from both nostrils. Begin with inhale. Yeah, this is called nine round breathing meditation. I think it's good to start any meditation. Good to start nine round breathing meditation. Okay, so this is like this the technique or method to get rid of negative energy. Much more effective than doing some kind of ritual. You know, so this is much more effective. That's the how they. Great meditator, that's how they get rid of their negative energy during this nine round breathing meditation. So as I mentioned before, so just knowing is not good enough, so we have to practice. We have to practice, sake of our own happiness, practice. So then you can share this with your friends, you can teach your kids, you know. You don't have to say any prayer, just sit there, just you know, let them sit properly, okay, like that. So now maybe one more breathing meditation, one more, then I would like to talk something about compassion today, okay? We'll begin with 21 breathing meditation again, one more time. Did you enjoy? Yeah. So I think good morning, you know, in the morning is good to good time to meditate. So, you know, it's good, you know, so then this place has become, I say, that's how the place, you know, they become like holy. Because people come, they practice, you know, they meditate on compassion, they meditate on loving kindness, they, you know, like meditate on make their mind calm, peaceful, it's good for everybody. So that's why this place become, you know, some people, they say, I'm not sure, many, many years ago, I have friends from Switzerland, one couple, they came. So I took them to Mysore, which is like 2 hours from monastery. This is quite this big city. There's like not old temples, palace, things like that. I took them. The man is carrying the something with the chain. There's in the tip of the chain, there's some kind of metal, and he's like testing the energy. I don't have any faith. So I'm kind of very suspicious. So he's really excited to show me, because I never saw in my life, you know, somebody testing energy like that. So he's saying in certain areas goes like, kind of like goes there, kind of like the piece of the metal kind of go crazy. Which like kind of like moves, like, you know, back and forth, kind of. I'm thinking it's not like that. It's just like he's the one who's doing it. It's not really the place. So I keep looking at his face. He's not joking. He's very serious, you know. So I'm not sure. So you saw one? Because that's not the chain, but the tip of that's like metal. Huh? Anyway, he like points at, you know, certain area doesn't move. Certain area is kind of moves, the hard to believe. Anyway, so the point on my point is, you know, so that's why, you know, eventually more people practice, you know, so that I think that's how the place become. That's why people, they, you know, consider as a holy site. They visited that because that place has been visited by so many, you know, great practitioners. That's how the place become, you know, holy. So more we meditate here, the environment is going to be, you know, something special. Okay, so you, me, everybody, you know, if that's what we do. If we are looking for some kind of calm mind, peaceful mind, we meditate. Okay, so then today I would like to talk a little bit about compassion. Been thinking about lately, last couple of so the reason that, you know, there's one Tibetan master called Zapatu, he's from Eastern Tibet. Many, many years ago, listening to His Holiness teachings, and His Holiness the Dalai Lama was very much inspired by this master. He said, you know, when he read some articles that were written by Zapatru, now he's already passed away. He's from Eastern Tibet, same as Gishi Sangpo, his hometown, Eastern part of Tibet. Then when he read, you know, he said this in somewhere in America, long time ago. When he read, then he said, Zapatru, he made commitments. You know, Tibet, yeah, if you are kind of like High Lama, people make a lot of offerings, you know, offerings. So then, when you go back and forth, you ride horse, you know, That's what they do. There's no car. Dhruparu probably he's observing everything. So he decides, he makes commitments. From now on, I will not take any offerings. People make offerings, and he's telling people, don't bring anything. He don't want to ride horse, he just want to walk. That means he got very deep into compassion, that, you know, like, this all this, you know, names, the fame, the people treating you like something special, this is all ridiculous, this is all nonsense. He don't want any of them. He just want to live in very normal life and to observe and show compassion much as he can. So His Holiness said, well, since he read this Zapatero article, His Holiness himself decided not to take any offerings. So now, since then, wherever he goes, some people may think, oh, he's making a lot of money. He's making zero money. He's not making no money. He don't take not even one penny. He don't accept any money at all. Then, since when I heard that, you know, I'm looking for this Zapatero's books, not being successful, you know, many, many years I'm looking for his writings. Then there's also like, one is already translated in English, what called the Song of the Experience, Spiritual something. There's one, like very, Zapatero is also a very poetry. He writes poems too. He writes poems, beautiful poems. So there's another conditions. I've been looking for his, you know, books. It's not, there's not many books available. Then more than two years ago, when I was in Nepal, lucky enough, I found all his books, just going around the library to look. Finally, I found his books. So then I, you know, bought all his books. I've been started reading those books, you know, one by one, a little bit. So then read the session of compassions that he's talking about. So then each and every word that he says has some kind of weight. It means, you know, something, you know, because he himself practiced. So a very humble man, you know, like great master. So then he said, like, you know, summary of the four immeasurable prayer that we say in the morning, may all sentient beings have cause of happiness. So that, he said, that is like, when you summarize that, that's compassion. So, we, you know, you and me, all of us, we need to think how to, so maybe to discuss, you know, maybe how to meditate on compassion, how to meditate. We all know word compassion. In Tibetan we say ninje, in English we say compassions. And what is the definition of compassions? You know, how one can develop compassions, what is it required to develop, and how to meditate on compassions. It is like the compassion is like that's what Zapatero says. I'm going to share with you what I read from Zapatero's book, and he's using, you know, he's telling some stories. That's called Kadamba tradition. This is the Kadamba center. It's like named by these traditions, Kadamba traditions. So there's, you know, start from Lama Atisha, the Indian master here. There's first Sumo Tanka. In that Tanka, there's image. There's Indian, come from India, Indian master called Lama Atisha. From there, the Kadamba tradition began. So then, now you hear like new Kadamba tradition, that's from Lama Tsongkhapa, the second one, the Tibetan master. That's called Tibetan. He was born in Amto, same place of His Holiness Dalai Lama. He was born there, Tibetan master. Lama Tsongkhapa. From there, it's like new Kadampa traditions that was born. You know? Anyway, these are like the people in that lineage. These are serious, you know, practitioners. So one of the masters, I don't remember the name, but anyway, the story goes like this. One of the masters checking on his students. He has many students, but there's a couple of important ones. He's checking on them. Then he's asking probably like Samula, you know. He's asking, oh, what is John? John is doing, John. And Lamala say, oh, John is like making all kind of offerings, you know, making all kind of offerings. Then the master say, oh, great, great, that's the one way to do it. He said, that's the one way to do it, great. Then he say, oh, how is Peter doing? Oh, Peter is like meditating day and night, meditating. He say, oh, good, 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 that's good, that's one way to do. Then he's saying like, how is Jim doing? He's probably saying Jim, for example. Oh, Jim is like, then he said, Jim is kind of, you know, retreat himself in the house and covering his head and crying day and night, crying. Then all of a sudden the master got, you know, so he was inspired and he put his hand together. He said, oh, that's great, that's the best. So what happens, you know, that master probably said, Jim is like crying, not because of depressions, you know, crying because there's so much sufferings in the world. There's so much sufferings, you know, unbearable suffering. He's not worried about his suffering. He's just, you know, like kind of sad. There's so much suffering. So there's no, very little that one person can do, but then there's so much sufferings. So that is, you know, the meditation on compassion, meditation on compassion. So now, I'm not sure, that sounds like cause of depression in the America, I'm not sure. So that's what I'm thinking, we need to talk. How to meditate on compassion, that's very important. Then it says, it's like medicines, it's capable to eliminate 100 different diseases. That's compassion. Lack of compassion. It's not lack of food, it's not lack of clothes, it's not lack of church, it's not lack of religions. It's not lack of books. It's not lack of education. It's what is lacking is compassion. That's why there's so much problems. If you want to be happy yourself, you meditate on compassion. If you want others to be happy, meditate on compassion. I'm trying to summarize. That's what Zapadu said. You know? So I've been thinking. Since then, I'm trying. It's not easy, but I'm trying for all my own sake of happiness. Not necessarily think of other happiness of other people, but that's great. But you know, you have to worry about your own happiness. So, trying to use this, you know, the eight verses mind-changing text written by one of the Kadampa masters. And the first stanza, it says, it says, may all sentient beings, but there's too much to tackle. What kind of attitude that Gishin Langri Thapa started to build is whenever he interacts, whenever he sees people, probably like Mother Teresa, you know, they use different words, but same point. Whenever he sees people, he's trying to see them as like precious jewel. Precious, you know, it's not something disgusting, annoying, arrogant. I'm trying to see something very precious. Because of that person, I could gain so much. I could, you know, if that person being mean, I could practice patience. If that person is trying to be nice, I could practice love, kindness, like that. But easier said than done. But I have to say, otherwise there's no way to communicate, right? We have to, we can't communicate without words. So that's why I'm talking. It would be wonderful. You know, there is a way to talk without words. You know, I say, "Damilujin namjuko chetin." That means, you know, it's not easy. Dhamme means no sound. Rigi Namji means through physical expressions. Through physical expressions, you teach. But you don't say a word. And people, they just looking at your physical, how you say, expressions. So if you got a, then the people say, oh, that's truth of suffering. They just understand properly. No. Something like that. You don't need to word, use word. Without using word, they kind of like say, for I'll give you one example. So I forgot my mala this morning. Okay. No, so the mala, there's stories how people communicate without word. It's not like, it's kind of like sign language long time ago. So the one person has mala, goes like this, goes round and round, then goes like this, asking something. Other person goes like this. That's how they communicate. You know? What the first person is asking is like, he's asking, what's the cause of cyclic existence? What's the cause of cyclic existence? Like, what's the cause of going round and round and round, round? What's the cause of going round and round? Yeah. Other person say ignorance. That's the cause, like, you know. It's covered his head. That's how they come. That's called like Dhamme Rigyen Namji Rinpoche. That's like teaching or maybe asking, communicating without sound. You know? So, anyway, so maybe, you know, like next couple of like class, Sundays, so we'll talk about, you know, please you also think about, you know, like how you meditate on compassion, how we should meditate on compassion, how. I will talk from the Buddhist perspective, I'll definitely talk from Buddhist perspective, how the meditation on compassion has been done. But I also want to hear from your side, you know. Maybe from Buddhist point of view, how to meditate on compassion. Maybe, how you say, for you, maybe could be like, sounds like depressing. You know, because you can like, you can meditate on compassion thinking about cheesecake. You know, you can meditate on like, compassion. The way to meditate on compassion. Okay, way to meditate. So, this I think is very important. So, so that practice is so powerful. It's so powerful. You know, if you really want to be happy, we have to meditate on compassion. If you want others to be happy, we have to meditate on compassion. So it means the bottom line is like, you know, it's like mental service, mentally serving other beings. Yourself, other beings. So then put that into actions, you know, so then it becomes really service. So then I wrote down something, maybe there's something to think about. I've been reading Dhamma Rinpoche's books, reading about compassions. Then we were thinking, maybe how I should know, like, I really want to start at the center some kind of meditation and compassion, but don't know how, you know. And from Buddhist point of view, maybe it may be not suitable for all of you, but we can, how you say, come with common ground, like say, without losing the point, how you meditate on compassion, okay. So one thing that, this is like written by Thomas Merton, like Catholic monk. Just want to read this. because it's like also explaining, you know, what is required to meditate on compassion, okay? He says the whole idea of compassion is based on, a keen awareness, okay? Keen awareness of the interdependence of all these living beings, which are all part of one another and all involved in one another. Make sense? So that is no, because I'm writing down, Krishna is a without awareness of interdependence, so there, you know, it's quite difficult from Buddhist point of view. It's quite difficult to do genuine meditation on compassion. You know, that's what is required. Oh. So I really, this is like meditation on compassion. He says idea, but you know, meditation on compassion is pretty much to require some kind of understanding or knowledge. Without that, we can use blind faith as a base to meditate on compassion. That's not going to work. We just require some kind of knowledge. Why we should meditate on compassion. So this, you know, Thomas Merton, I think, went to East Dharamsala, probably, you know, read a lot about it, a lot of, you know, all kind of books, you know. So probably that's his conclusion, I think, the idea of, compassion or meditation of compassion is what is required. You know. So then there's many, many, you know, wonderful quotes written by different masters. You know. So the point is to feel something. So now I will stop. It says 9:50, I'm supposed to stop. So I will stop here. So there's no, we need to thank some people for, you know, their voluntary works. So please think about, okay, the meditation on compassion. Next Sunday, we talk again. Meditation on compassion.
You can get
okay, yeah, yeah.
This morning is one of the fun things we do at Kadampa Center. We get to rejoice in the merit that others have created. And there are so many people here at Kadampa Center who are working either in front of the scenes or behind the scenes to support our spiritual program. And today we would like to specifically recognize, as a pair, for Joanna Smith and Sherry Satoris, who for how many years have been our... our volunteer bookkeepers, which means processing all the checks and donations that come in, everything that goes out, entering it into the computer. It's been a wonderful service to the center. And I don't want to give the impression that this is the only thing that these two ladies have done for the center, but this is something we're acknowledging today. So I'd like to ask the two of you to come up, and Geshe-la will present you with a kata.
Thank you, Joanna. Thank you very much. Thank you, Joanna. Yeah. The center. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
So thank you very much. Thank you so much, ladies. It's been an incredible service. And now I'm going to turn the mic over to Susan Potter.
I might need a hand.
Okay.
Be willing to volunteer to manage this technological issue.
Okay.
Chart.
I'm Susan Potter, and I am here representing the Financial Development Committee. If everybody can see that, and Geshe-la will.
That's okay. That's okay.
Okay. This presentation from the Financial Development Committee is brief, and I hope people won't consider it distinct from the teaching and then this presentation, because the practice of generosity is one of the practices of a bodhisattva. And Geshe-la mentioned that we need to practice meditation, that we need to practice compassion. We need to practice generosity as well. So this is, the first part of this talk is called talk about a shoestring, and the second part of this talk is getting from here to there. This, in our annual appeal, this is a presentation of what was spent approximately in 2013. And you can see it's a pretty modest amount that's spent. Committee spent almost $9,000. Office and just sort of what I call running things, just under $10,000. When I looked at this number, I thought, my goodness, that's really pretty low because phone and internet are included in this number. And I don't know what your phone and internet bills are, but ours, just at our house with two data plans, you know, is $300 a month times 10, really times 12, $3,600. So our phone and internet is a very good chunk of that. Building spent $34,000. Of this, $23,000 was for our mortgage. So that's less than $2,000 a month is spent for mortgage on this building. Compensation was $80,000 approximately. That's a pretty good number until you realize that five different people came out of this pile. And that doesn't include Joanna and Sherry, so all those volunteer hours. So that's really, that's a shoestring.
And includes healthcare.
I know, it's everything that had, right. So it's spiritual program. And this is what we're all about. $21,000, and that was visiting teachers, statue filling, pujas, Sarah J. Monk's retreats, classes, and then the bookstore, just under $4,000. This is roughly $160,000. Our treasurer agreed that this was close enough for the, not a financial report, close enough for the purposes of this discussion. Where does the money come from? The 2013 annual appeal brought in around $108,000. Family camp, General Donna, what we drop in the boxes in our envelopes here, we call those the Donna boxes, that brought in $11,000. Inside Happiness, Kadampa Cafe, bookstore, classes, retreats, pujas, visiting teachers, the monks tour, this came to $166,000. So, give or take, what we have, this is all in the ballpark or the neighborhood that we made just a little bit more than what we spent, and it's around $160,000. So this is where the money came from. Where did the money really come from? Not a trick question if you're a Buddhist. And what did we get for this $160,000? The new buzzword, I think you may be hearing it if you're in business, is deliverables. So just be on the listen out for this word. These are our deliverables. Sunday teachings. This is how I calculated the attendance at Sunday teachings of approximately 50 people. And we're a little light this morning, but 50 people at the 9 a.m., 125 at the 10:45. That's 175 Sunday attendees a week. I think we did that for maybe 40 weeks of the year. Lighter attendance for 12 weeks, that comes to 8,200 people. Then you've got Discovering Buddhism, 40 people times 40 weeks. I'm rounding generously. Lam Rim, 20 people, 40 weeks. Buddhism in a nutshell, Meditation 101, children's program, 35 people times 45 weeks. Visiting teachers, pujas, retreats, special. I'm guesstimating 1,500. I think that's low. I think that is really low. We don't know how many people are able to take offerings or take teachings because of the streaming. Modestly, I'm saying that we have 14,000 what I'm calling Dharma units. These are where there's a teacher and us. So I'm saying there are 35 people here right now. So I'm calling this 35 Dharma units. That's sort of a little creative measure. You won't be seeing that, but anywhere else. So in 2013, 14,000 Dharma units. And that doesn't include potlucks, movies, the stupa consecration. These are just teacher, people in the seat. 14,000 Dharma units. On We heard it this morning. Kindness, compassion, wisdom, overcoming anger, overcoming attachment, how to be happy, how to want that, how to be happy for others. That's a lot of Dharma units giving our humble beginnings. I'm starting this from 1994, which, of course, when the world started, because that's when I started to come here. So I can only report what I've seen since then. But back then, and you will remember this, we met on Sunday afternoons at 5 p.m. If we had 12 people in the basement, 52, it was a good, that was good. 625 people, 625 Dharma units that way. Plus we had visiting teachers, pujas, classes, retreats. That it's been a long time, I can't remember. But maybe we had 1,000 Dharma units generated back 19 years ago. Now we're in our beautiful building, stupa, 14,000 Dharma units. So, I'm thinking we need to keep going. Show of hands. Thank you. The 2014 budget, the board will set it. We don't know what it'll be. Last year it was around 160. This year we know we cannot replace Joanna and Sherry with other volunteers. So there's going to be some additional salary expenses, plus that embarrassingly low 80 that's already divided five ways. It would be nice if we were able to do something a little more, you know, mainstream with that. We don't know what they'll set, but we know it will be at least last year's budget. We'll call that the baseline. So the $160,000 from last year, that gets us to base camp. We have sort of we've got a graphic out in the lobby that shows us working towards this goal. We have $65,000 already pledged or donated because we've been running this for a few weeks. That leaves $95,000 as our need. Robbie, I'm going to need you for this. How do we get there? Easy. There are a lot of ways. And here are just some combinations of ways. If you take this $95,000, we could hope and pray that three people would come in these large amounts, but it's not likely. Or we could have people giving. These numbers aren't out of the ballpark because through the years we have had, and last year we've had donators at this level, 2 times 10,000. Then we'd have 5 people to give 6,000. That is not out of the ballpark. I don't know that we had quite 5, but people do give $6,000, $5,000. That combination with 16 people could get us there. Or we could have 3 people. And 10 people at 3,000, and then 15, that's really 25 people at that. That's definitely possible. We may not be the most affluent box of crayons in Raleigh, but I know that we have some capacity. Here's another way that people could do this. 5 people could give 4,000. 15 people could give $2,000 over the course of the year. This is a yearly figure. 45 people could give 1,000. Definitely doable. Okay, now we're going back. So, we could do this right now. How could we do it right now? The way we do everything else. We could just decide to do it. Every action starts with a thought. And so, given this, do we want our spiritual well-being to be a priority or an afterthought? How did we get from 12 people on Sunday nights to 175? How did we get from 1,000 Dharma units to 14,000 Dharma units this year? Causes and conditions. I've learned something in the 19 years that I've been coming here. Go back to page 3. Where does the money really come from? It's causes and conditions. Our good fortune to have Geshe-la be in Raleigh is through causes and conditions. $160,000 is our base of what we're going to need, the board will go to $200 to pay for a new bookkeeper and other things, or $225 or something. But this is a good start for us. We're at $65,000 already in, $95,000 is our need. Again, where do I see myself in this chart of everybody putting something in the pot if they can? Truly, some people may not be able to, and truly others really can. So where do I feel that I'm truly practicing generosity? And this is a very personal question. It's the kind of thing that, well, I've heard Don say, Lama Yeshe's phrase was, karma takes care. It's like karma knows. We can tell our spouse, oh, well, I'm being really generous about such and such. Karma really knows what that's all about. So here is the fun page. To really inspire us, we have a challenge. We have a group of pretty much long-term Kadampa supporters who have put together a $10,000 challenge fund. And if we can raise $25,000 towards our goal, the $95,000, by December 31st, they will kick in an additional $10,000. This will really make the money go further. So if you put in, if you pledge $250, that will be worth, the math here, Susan, $350. Mm-hmm. What? You won't believe I work with numbers all day long. So embarrassing. $1,000 will be worth $1,400. Or if you were to pledge $2,500 because of the challenge, that would really be worth $3,500. So this challenge really helps add up fast. We are currently at $65,000. If we had this $35,000 by the end of the year, and that's quick, it's only a couple of weeks, but that would get us to $100,000. And we have, all we really have to do is decide. You can make a pledge over the year. Some of the different ways you can do this are, of course, you can write a check today. That's great. We would love that if everybody wants to do that. You can make a pledge for 2014. You can pay that pledge by cash, checks, stock. When your tax refund comes in, you can turn that over to Kadampa Center. You can make a bank draft and make a monthly contribution. That would be very helpful. You can make a credit card donation once a month and just push that through on a monthly basis. So any of these will get us to where we need to be. Year end, $100,000, because we've got the challenge to give us this oomph to get us to this level by the end of the year. We really need... So we'll keep working on this a little bit longer. We really need to get to 160, and if we could get to 160,000 early next year, early January or the early part of February, then that would give us a really strong foundation for 2014. And I don't know how many Dharma units we're going to create next year, but the deliverables, the result is there. So the forms are... look like this. They're outside on the table by the front door, or I'll sell this one for $5. So,
okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Prayers on the pink sheet in the prayer book. In the meantime, I like to read the prayer list. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans have been killed or taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Venerable Losang Chodron, Faye Egif Egothville, Dina Epstein, Perry Hunter, Jamie, Jesse German, Nelson Mandela, Dwight McKinney, Charlie McClam, Judas Wormser, Teddy the Dog, Job Search, John Pell, Justin Kelly, Roseanne Barona, James Zillig, Sarai, Timothy Powell. Prayers for health and well-being. Kyabje Lama Zompa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Chirki Lamo, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jesse Abdraman, Jim Barnes, Roseanne Barona, Lilo Cardarelli, Sebastian Clark and his parents, Beth Cruz, Herb Cunningham, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Walker Doherty, Suzanne Epstein and Bill Epstein, Richard First, Mildred Gooch, Nikki and family, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson, Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Jacob Meadows and family, Tom McGinnity, Brian Miller, Gul Mustafa, Jay Pandya, Pierre Parenteau, Lindsay Piotti, Aunt Polly, Brent Richardson, Eileen Rubin and family, Dr. Albert Sons, Rosemary Cease, Andre Smith, Lobsang Tubdem, Aunt Barbara Tai, Steve Wakefield, Dion Washington, Carolyn Watts, Dorothy Wurtis, family of Judas Wormser, Dorje and Cadro the pigs, Mariposa the cat, Pokey the dog. If you have any names you'd like to add, would you please say them now? May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, ostensibly clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion. To the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. And let's chant seven green Tara's mantras for Geshe's long, healthy, happy life. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.